USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The January 6th House Committee kicks off a series of public hearings tonight as it investigates last year's attack on the Capitol. Republicans argue the Majority Democrat Committee isn't legitimate because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in charge of appointing all the members. As far as reaction and public sentiment regarding the hearing, these New Yorkers telling NBC News,
"This is all just buying time, making people happy and do nothing."
Seems like this is becoming more of a reality show than what it really should be.
The U.S. Commerce Secretary is offering a grim outlook on rising gas prices. Gina Raimondo saying there isn't much more the Biden administration can do to ease the ongoing spike. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 638 points to close at 32,272. USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Economists are preparing for the latest numbers to come out regarding inflation.
Get ready for new inflation numbers. The release of the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, has become one of the key alarm bells to our economic calendar, providing evidence showing how severe the inflation problem is and how far the Federal Reserve might have to go to stop it. This month's number, due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time Friday morning, and is expected to show inflation in May continues to grow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The armed man arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is telling investigators he planned an attack as a way to give his life a purpose. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the man was radicalized by the Democratic Party.
That is a lunatic following through on the deranged rhetoric from elected Democrats.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
After a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, at Robb Elementary School last month, Uvalde School Superintendent Hal Harrell says teachers and students will not be returning to the campus where the shooting took place.
As far as the future of that site, there are discussions about what that will look like. As we move forward as a community, we'll have some community input to help determine what that looks like, you know, for our community and moving forward.
He says law enforcement will be assigned to each campus being used for summer school. The Department of Justice is announcing the opening of an investigation into the Louisiana State Police following a pattern of beatings of mostly black men by authorities. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark announced the probe and its goals.
Every American, regardless of race, has the right to constitutional policing. And we know constitutional policing is necessary to ensure public trust and to enhance public safety.
New York City will soon lift its mask mandate for its youngest students. Mayor Eric Adams saying starting Monday, children under 5 years old will no longer have to mask up in daycares and other early childhood settings. The announcement follows a drop in COVID cases last week. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.